The Piano Matters is a production of the Classical Network and is supported in part by listeners like you. Become a member at WWFM.org. Thank you. As always, I welcome you to The Piano Matters. I'm your host, David Duval, and I think I have picked some good things for us to listen to from the great piano literature. As you know, the program is small works, miniatures, movements, and so forth, some concertos and so forth, also from the piano literature. And today there'll be Beethoven, Chopin, and Aaron Copland. I'm very, very fond of Aaron Copland. I'm sorry to say that since his death around 1990, his stock has gone down. He has not performed the way he was when he was alive, and he's one of America's masters. We'll also hear Horowitz in his performance of the C-sharp minor Polonaise in a unique performance, and there is comparative performance time in the finale of Chopin's Third Sonata with Courtauld and Capelle. So there's a lot to hear. The Piano Matters each week, same time, same station. Let's begin with Daniel Pollack. Last time I saw him was in Kiev, where we both were a judge at a piano competition. We're going to hear Pollack in the first movement of the sonata, Opus 79 in G major. It's a rollicking German dance, and it's marked Presto alla Tedesco. And I've always been quite partial to this performance by Daniel Pollack. I really think it's excellent. Thank you. And there it was, the G major, first movement of the sonata in G major, opus 79. And you heard the lift in Daniel Pollack's playing. He was a very young man at that time. I think this was recorded in Moscow when he was in the Tchaikovsky competition, which Van Cliburn had won. This is The Piano Matters. I'm David Dubal. So glad you have joined us once again. Here is an optimistic view by Sir John Lubbock. He says, the world would be better and brighter if our teachers would dwell on the duty of happiness as well as on the happiness of duty. For we ought to be as cheerful as we can, if only because to be happy ourselves is a most effectual contribution to the happiness of others. And what of the ripple effect? Happiness becomes cumulative, and it costs nothing. Listen to Scarlatti every day, every morning. I've said that many times. Perhaps you would want to exercise during the 4 minutes of the Scarlatti Sonata. Even sad Scarlatti Sonatas are happy, really. Let's listen to David Rubinstein, this time in his guise as pianist-composer. And we shall hear from his Ideas and Images from 2012-14, Starry Night.
Thank you.
That was David Rubenstein in his own composition, Starry Night, the composer being the executant. This is David Dubal, and it's The Piano Matters. And I think it's time for you to think, if you can, about contributing to our financial health. You know, all this great music doesn't just happen. It must be disseminated through our special broadcasts. So just please donate. Leon Fleischer, what a superb American pianist. Read his memoir and read of the many trials and tribulations and hardships he has had to overcome. I'd like you to hear Mr. Fleischer in the second movement of Aaron Copland's Piano Sonata. It's a great American sonata, which had its world premiere in Argentina, and it was played by Copland himself, 1941. Leon Fleischer in the second movement of the Piano Sonata by Aaron Copland.
Thank you.
And those Copland-esque chords are the second movement of the Aaron Copland Piano Sonata played so well by Leon Fleischer. I'm your host, David Dubal, and I hope, upon hope, that you had a good week with some high points in it. Joseph Conrad wrote, "The autocratic sway of the west wind, whether 40 north or 40 south of the equator, is characterized by an open, generous, frank, barbarous recklessness. For he is a great autocrat, that wind, and to be a great autocrat, you must be a great barbarian." Ernauer Ernst von Dohnányi, 1877-1960, was, well, one would call him a wonderful Hungarian romantic, a superb pianist and a teacher of almost all the important pianists of his generation to come, almost all the important pianists of the next generation, from Annie Fischer all the way to Tamás Vásári. Dohnányi in 1911, I think it was, wrote four rhapsodies, and number one is the most popular, and it's still occasionally played. I have myself played it, and I would like to play it for you, if I may. Here it is, the rambunctious 5 minutes with its lyric interludes of the Dohnányi Rhapsody in C major. David Dubal playing it for us. Thank you. The Rhapsody in C Major by the Hungarian Ernst Vandoch Nani, and it was played with some flair by David Dubal, yes, by myself. And it's been a long time since I've looked at the music. Probably couldn't even play five notes of it now. Sherwood Anderson in 1919 wrote a terrific book, which I have read. It's titled Winesburg, Ohio. It was once really read a lot, as they say, but no longer. Alas, books, even of the good quality, begin to fade as history moves away from them. Anyway, Anderson wrote, "I am a lover and have not found my thing to love." And yes, that sentence is not dated. Many people have not found the thing they love. But keep looking, it's there. Once the Polonaise in C-sharp minor, opus 26, number 1, was played a great deal. But it, too, is now hanging on the fringe of the repertoire. It opens with an arrestingly grand statement. It's extraordinary. You'll hear it in a second. But the main character of the Polonaise is lyric. The section called Menomoso, a little less in tempo, is exquisite. It's just beautiful. Honecker said, "It's tender enough to woo a princess." Listen to this live performance from Carnegie Hall by the immortal Horowitz. This is a performance to relish.
Thank you.
From a Carnegie Hall performance from the mid-1940s, Vladimir Horowitz was heard in the C-sharp minor Polonaise, and there was an absolute golden aura which hangs over this performance by the great Vladimir Horowitz. This is David Duval. The show is The Piano Matters, and it can be heard weekly, and it should be heard, and I hope it's heard, and I love giving you quotes. I've always been a quote man. Truer words have not been said when on July 27th, 1927, in The Jazz Singer, the first talking motion picture, Al Jolson uttered, "You ain't heard nothing yet, folks." And it keeps going on and on. One of Chopin's greatest works is the Sonata No. 3 in B minor, Opus 58. I want to say that this piece has moved me since I was a teenager. I'd like to have two performances of the great finale. It's an agitated rondo marked presto, ma non tanto, fast but not too much so. It's a magnificent volcanic conception utilizing only two subjects in 6/8 time, and it's worked out on a grand scale. It really is a triumph of primordial power. Honecker said, "Small-souled men should stay away." Here is the pianist Alfred Cortot in the fourth movement of the third sonata of Chopin. Thank you. Corto, always with many original dots and dashes, plays the work with gusto. Let's listen to the American pianist, William Capel, in the finale of the third sonata by the great Polish master. It was born in 1842, and it's a late work, one may say, because remember the last 3 years almost, Chopin was too sick to compose. It was composed at Nohant, the last summer he was with George Sand, and he was only 32 years old. Think of it, a late work.
Thank you.
We just heard the finale in Capel's hands, and what a storm, and what pianistic and formal control. What a workman Capel was. The entire recording of the Sonata No. 3 in B minor by Chopin is, for me, in the Capel performance, the finest ever made. Of course, remember, that's my opinion, but it is an enormous conception. I'm David Dubal, and it's The Piano Matters. And I think it's been a darn tootin' good show with some great players. I think you are clamoring now to hear the first movement of Beethoven's Pathetic Sonata. It's his 8th sonata, Opus 13, and yes, it will be the valuable 1946 recording by the well-loved Arthur Rubinstein.
Thank you.
Rubinstein in the Sonata No. 8 in C minor by Beethoven. It was composed in 1799, and it's a good end to the 18th century classicism. Rubinstein gives us a well-proportioned performance. Yeah, I'd like to hear a little more heat and fervency. What do you think? Frank Dobie wrote, "The average PhD thesis is nothing but a transference of bones from one graveyard to another." Here again, Leon Fleischer, and his recording of Weber's fourth piano sonata is, I think, unrivaled. Let's listen to Fleischer in the finale of that work. Weber marked it prestissimo, and here is Fleischer at the pianoforte. Perfect playing, it seems to me, of the fourth movement, prestissimo, of the Sonata No. 4 of Carl Maria von Weber. He died in 1826, imagine, before Schubert and before Beethoven. And it's from 1819, when Beethoven was working on his late sonatas, and the Weber is such a different idiom. Please do join us next week for another edition of The Piano Matters. Coventry Patmore, 1823-1896. He wrote, "Life is not life at all without delight." How true. This is David Dubal. Thank you for listening. Piano Matters is produced at the studios of WWFM, the Classical Network. The associate producer and engineer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, log on to wwfm.org and click on Playlist. The Piano Matters is made possible in part from the support of the listener members of WWFM, the Classical Network.